And I'm resisting the urge to give you a primal scream. We will instead talk about comedian Kenan Thompson, who has achieved a milestone. He is now the longest-serving cast member of Saturday Night Live in the 43-season history of that show. NPR's Eric Deggans met Thompson backstage.
Hours before Kenan Thompson will rehearse the sketch with guest host Ryan Gosling, he gets a little touch-up on his haircut inside his closet-sized dressing room at Saturday Night Live's studio in 30 Rockefeller Center. It's the Thursday before SNL's season premiere last week. The show returned from summer break after its most successful season in decades, and a big win at the Emmy Awards for Best Variety Sketch Show. Humble and soft-spoken, Thompson seems surprisingly relaxed. He said the show's success last season came from providing great satire of the Trump administration just when America needed to see it.
It was just that everybody was on the same page. That's what it was. You know what I'm saying? Like, when everybody's on the same page, everybody can hear the joke coming and they can enjoy it. We're healing, like, a lot of wounds that people have to live with throughout their day. And they finally get to a Saturday night and they can patch it up a little bit and go back to Monday.
The week is also significant for Thompson, who edges out impressionist Daryl Hammond as the show's longest-serving cast member. According to the fan website SNL Archives, Thompson's also performed the most impressions on the show at 126. Some highlights include retired Boston Red Sox star David "Big Poppy" Ortiz.
Do you like basketball and football? But they too fun and fast. Try baseball.
Family Feud host Steve Harvey.
Welcome to Celebrity Family Feud. Y'all like this suit? It's the first suit made by Hennessy.
And civil rights leader / MSNBC anchor Al Sharpton.
This Eric Garner decision has upset me so much that in 3 days I have gained over 100 pounds.
All this leads to a natural question. How has he stayed so funny on SNL for so long?
Man, I wish I could say, man, like, it was a blessing just to get the job. You know what I mean? Like, everything is so up in the air week by week, year by year in a place like this.
Brian Tucker, the co-head writer for SNL and a longtime collaborator of Thompson's, offers a few ideas.
I think the biggest thing it takes is to have your own distinct voice that other people don't do. And then a willingness to do what we call like playing service, you know, stepping aside and letting someone else be the star. And when you come in and you're 3 or 4 lines, you make them count.
Finding that distinct voice is an important moment for an SNL cast member. That moment they click with the material, the audience, and the times. And that moment came for Thompson in 2009, thanks to the sketch called What's Up With That?
It's What's Up With That, tackling the issues of today.
The sketch itself is a fake talk show where three completely random guests wait for Thompson, as host DeAndre Cole, to finish singing the theme song. But the joke is, he never really stops. After years of searching for a breakout bit, the sketch was a triumph for Thompson, and his co-workers knew it.
He finished, the audience clapped, and then a bunch of SNL staff kind of applauded and gave him a high five. You know, it's pretty rare I see that at SNL, that everybody just decides, you know, we're going to acknowledge this for one person, and it was kind of a celebration of Kenan.
Since then, Thompson has become one of the best sketch comedy actors on TV. He consistently knows how to score a laugh, often just by making a face. The Atlanta native learned his comedy chops as a teen in local theater and then on Nickelodeon, where he starred on the mid-90s sketch comedy show All That, and then co-led a little sitcom called Kenan and Kel.
I was always very, like, professional in the approach to this, you know what I'm saying? So it was never about what this could bring me. It was always just about, like, service and whatever project I was doing.
Thompson's had roles in films like Fat Albert and The Smurfs, and at age 39, he's gone from joining SNL as the youngest cast member in 2003 to being the second oldest this fall, encouraging his castmates and guest hosts with the knowledge that he's gained from years on the stage. SNL's co-head writer Tucker remains surprised Thompson hasn't broken out into bigger stardom, like former castmates Tina Fey, Fred Armisen, and Kristen Wiig.
Frankly, I often get a little frustrated that he hasn't broken out, because I think he has this thing where you just like him no matter what he does, and I feel like that could translate to lots of other things.
But Thompson evokes Uber producers like Brian Grazer when asked what he'd like to do next. A devoted husband and father, he's less concerned with superstardom than steady, quality work. Perhaps another reason he's lasted longer than anyone else in one of the toughest jobs in show business. I'm Eric Deggans.